In the interest of full disclosure, I better state up front that my talents just don't lie in an artistic direction. So I'm not the kind of person who can get the most from a tool like Flashpaint. Anyone who does have a little bit of artistic talent, or students who are often far less fearful of making mistakes than I would be, can do some amazing things with this. It's a very simple tool to use, but it's quite exciting in the way that it works. You don't need to register. You just work within an online canvas. It's not a particularly big canvas and takes up only a small proportion of the screen. But that's probably good for if you're working on any older computers with low resolution monitors. You get a small suite of tools. So pen, brush, Bezier line tools, circles, squares to draw. You can change the colour of the lines, whether or not they're filled. And that's pretty much it. Placement of the lines and things that you draw on screen can be quite precise because it gives you the grid references which dynamically alter as you move the cursor around your canvas. You can have a grid turned on, so that helps you place lines too. You can change the width of the brushes and the opacity as you might expect. So all of those are the tools. And they can allow you to draw some amazing artworks, as a little stroll through the gallery of Flashpaint will show you. When you need to save your file, you click on the Save button and that saves a local version. And you can open that again later on should you need to work on it subsequently. If you've finished and you want it to be viewable by others, you would need to submit it to the gallery. This isn't a tool where you would print out the finished product or save it as a JPEG or PNG file. The whole idea is to display things in the gallery. And that's where Flashpaint departs from the norm, because rather than the gallery just displaying static images, it displays dynamic images which start from a blank canvas and then very quickly animate the sequence of brush strokes that you used in order to create your canvas. So this could, I would guess that this could be quite useful for people who see a particular image that they like and then can see the animation through to see how the artist drew it. So maybe it's something that could be useful in art lessons, seeing sequences of brush strokes. Check it out. Flashpaint.